Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another Tough Love Thursday. Today, I'm joining you from beautiful outdoors, my favorite comforting place. And we're going to talk about this today because this is the tough love that I have to share with all of you today, is this very real truth that for every woman that I've ever met or worked with and myself, there was a phase in life where sugar and food were my only source of comfort. And I'm willing to bet right now in this moment, if you're listening to this video or catching the replay on the podcast, that there is a massive part of you that can relate to this. You know, the way that we use sugar and food to give us that false sense of security, that false sense of comfort that we're all so deeply craving, especially in times where life gets really hard, right? Where the big emotions come online, the big things, grief, arguments with people that we love, job losses, just turmoil in the world. Watching the news will make anybody feel like they need some comfort. And sugar has become our go-to. And not by accident. The food industry has plugged sugar and food to be processed food to be our comforts for decades now, combined with this very real nervous system dysregulation that most of us live with, where we learned as children to escape and numb out of our emotions, right? When life got hard, we didn't know how to, we were not taught how to actually support ourselves in that, how to actually be present with that emotion and welcome that emotion and feel comforted by those around us. That's usually not the case for 99% of us in terms of how we were raised, right? The emotional resiliency and the emotional support that we received was not what we needed. And we're in this place now where we don't know how to deal with our emotions, and especially this piece of really just needing a hug, right? I mean, comfort is this concept of really just needing support, needing a hug, needing to feel wrapped in love, and needing to feel like you're not alone. There's a lot of different pieces that come into play when we're seeking comfort. And many of you probably don't even know that you're doing this. You know, at the end of the day, I know on my social media channels recently, I've been talking a little bit about late night snacking. This is a massive one. When we get to the end of a day that's been stressful, maybe our boss didn't listen to us, or we felt lonely all day, and we just need, many of you may be calling it, I just need to relax, right? But ultimately, your soul is most likely craving comfort. It's craving this deeper sense of nourishment and support. And we don't know how else to get that other than just dosing ourselves with processed food, having a bowl of ice cream, right? Having that bowl of popcorn, having the junk after dinner, sitting on the couch watching Netflix, right? To comfort ourselves. And let's be honest, the world is complicated right now. Right? Whatever you've got going on in your personal life right now, we even look at the world at large, there's a lot moving in all of us, and we all need comfort often. And we're not getting it, right? We're not getting it in the ways that actually nourish our souls. And we're turning to food and sugar. So I want to know right now, before I talk any further, I want to know right now in the comments, if you're here listening on Facebook, please engage, help. You know, the more comments we get below, the more the algorithm will help boost and more women will get to see this video. So please comment below and let me know. Do you use food for comfort? Do you use sugar for comfort? Post a yes below in the chat. Let me know. I know that this is common for every woman that I've ever worked with. So there's going to be some yeses in the chat. And this is big, right? Relearning, as we heal our relationship with sugar, a part of that is relearning how to actually nourish and comfort ourselves. If you're watching the video, here's Kai. Little Kai is here to say hello, which is one amazing tool for comforting, right? So I want to share a couple suggestions with all of you. If you're noticing and you're really calling yourself out in the chat below that this is a big issue, that food is your go-to when you've had a tough day or something difficult happens, it's about creating new tools in your toolbox, right? Comfort tools. And there's so many things that we can do to be with our emotions, to support ourselves without escaping and numbing out, because that's addictive pattern that we're trying to break out of. So some of my favorites, things that I love, are spending time with animals. So that was perfect that Kai just came by right now, cuddling with my kitties, right? Being in nature. This is why I'm tuning in outside with all of you today. I'm spending as much time as possible in nature. I've been feeling like I really need a little comfort lately. There's been some lots going on in my life. And just being out here in nature, being barefoot in nature, grounding on the earth, gardening, these are things that really comfort me. A hug, having a really great hug, with someone that you love and trust, someone who can hold space for you, having a bath. Comforting, going and for me, physical touch is big. So going for body work, maybe going for a massage or another treatment that really helps you feel nourished and comforted, right? And then it could be small, simple things like wrapping yourself in fuzzy blankets and having a cup of your favorite warm, nourishing tea and just breathing. I mean, in its basic, breath work is so powerful to help soothe and comfort our nervous system specifically. This is where I'm so passionate, as a practitioner now of conscious connected breath work. This is such a powerful tool, the deep diaphragmatic breathing that we can do to calm our nervous system, right? And re-regulate and essentially comfort ourselves. And if no one's around, as silly as this sounds, self-hugs are really powerful. We still get the benefits, not the same as with another human. But we can really spend time, actually holding ourselves is can be really comforting. And then, of course, we can go layers deeper into connecting with our inner child, who is often the one that needs the most comforting, bringing her forward, offering her comfort. We can do visualizations. We can do different somatic journeys into supporting her. But I just wanted to share a handful of ideas that I use when I need comfort. My baths are a big one. Spending time in my beautiful sauna is another big comfort for me. And nature, going out for a slow walk, go be in the trees, go to the ocean if you can or a river nearby. Get out near water, get out near trees and greenery. And if you can, even better, get barefoot. This is a really potent way to comfort and come back into alignment and support with the earth. There's so many more ways. And actually, I would love to keep the conversation going. What are your favorite ways to support and comfort yourself without turning to food? Post in the chat below. Let's share our ideas. I've shared mine. I want to hear yours. It's only fair. And of course, right? A big part of this is just connecting and unraveling how much you are specifically using food for comfort. And we even use that together, right? Comfort food. Thinking of your comfort foods, what comes to mind, right? It was how your mom used food to soothe you as a child, right? It was those foods when you were sad, your mom would make you, for me, it was always pasta. or maybe you would order pizza, or maybe there was some other, it's usually some sort of junk that comes to mind with comfort food, right? And this is a problem. And I'm hoping that, today you're going to start really reflecting and looking inward at this. Where is it that you can start seeking and supporting yourself with comfort, honoring your emotions without needing to have that be food? And this is actually a big part of why I am so excited to host the next round of my emotional empowerment program starting this May. This is my 8-week signature program where we dive deep into the root causes of sugar addiction and the emotional component, obviously, being a massive part of that. And comfort tying into that, you know, how we actually are using food to either elicit certain emotions that we want or avoid emotions that we don't want to feel. There's so many tangled webs here with our emotions and at our core of our nervous system dysregulation that we're going to be repatterning together in the 8-week emotional empowerment program. So I'm so excited to be announcing that very soon. I am opening the waitlist next week, so here at the end of April. So if you want early access to the program, early bird access is going to be available only for people on the waitlist. There's going to be some juicy bonuses and amazing surprises I have in store for those who register early. So if you want to get on the waitlist, come find the link below this video. Get your name on the wait list. You'll be the first to hear when I announce all the juicy details and get the chance to register early, get early access to the content and some other incredible resources and bonuses. So there you have it. Another Tough Love Thursday. Thanks for tuning in to another one. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye, everyone.